Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Good day to you and welcome to this edition of the Kona Edge Thursday as we are recording this, and it's time to chat some swimming. We head back to Melbourne in Australia to catch up with Rob Hill to find out a little bit about his swimming prowess and things he's done in the water to get better over time. Don't forget as well, if you'd like to discover what the biggest swim killers are, obviously I've done lots of these interviews and we've distilled it down to a few things that I've found that a lot of triathletes do and the mistakes they make. You can download it right now, absolutely free. It's called the Kona Edge Swim Killers. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/swim and you can download it right now. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T-Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint, to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching, and don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You're listening to the Kona Edge, and it's time to chat some swimming now. We head back to Melbourne in Australia to catch up with Rob Hill. Rob, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. It's great to be back.
Rob, out of the three disciplines, which would you say is your weakest?
I'd say the swim. I won't say weakest because, I like to talk to my athletes about, there'll be, sports we're not as strong as the other sports. But, I think my swim is something that I would like to improve further, although I'd say that about biking and running as well. But, so the swim.
You're the first Australian I've ever met whose swim is not their strongest discipline. I thought all Aussies were born water babies.
Well, look, I must admit something, Brad. I was born in England.
Ah, and, there we go.
my dad is Australian and my mum's from London, so I'll blame my mum. In a way, I think I'm fortunate that the swim has been something that I've had to work so hard to get reasonably competitive at, and I think we need that. If it all came easy... Not to say that the biking and the running comes easy, but if the swim wasn't as much of a challenge to me, maybe I would have lost a bit of interest in the sport by now.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as the improvements that you've made, is there certain things that you think you've done over time that have really moved the needle for you?
Yeah, look, I think with swimming, there's that factor of the boredom of following the black line, which we have to be very careful of it, for all of our training, if we don't enjoy something, we're not going to do enough of it. And with swimming, if we're trying to do the sessions on our own and we're in the pool, and I think for a lot of us that is the biggest handicap to improving our swimming. If we were good swimmers anyway, you tend to enjoy what you're good at. If you don't have a mental image of yourself as a good swimmer, then that gets in the way of you enjoying what you're doing. But I think the number one thing that I did that it made a huge difference was having a regular open water swim. And so over summer, sort of from mid-November through to probably April in Melbourne, the city of Melbourne is on a bay, and the bay is a great place to be able to do open water swimming. And, it's not like the ocean. It's reasonably flat depending on the direction of the wind. It does get pretty choppy with a southerly, but so it gives you all conditions to train in. And I think the putting the wetsuit on and getting in with a group of people and I lead a group every Friday morning and over summer, not winter because it's way too cold for most of us. But and we'll do some race specific stuff. And at the end of that swim, you do an hour in the bay and you feel like $1 million. And getting out of the pool, I don't know if it's the chlorine and the chemicals they use or whatever it is, but it's just not the same feeling. And plus race day, when you've been doing a weekly open water swim, you got the wetsuit back on and start of the race and you get in the water and it's just something you're used to. But for the first few years of doing triathlon, I just didn't have that sort of comfort when I was getting in the water at the start of a race because I wasn't doing enough of that in training. And a lot of people, I think, fall into that trap, whether they've got the opportunity, that can be the big problem. But if you've got the opportunity or can make it, get a group of friends together and start doing some open water swimming.
Yeah, absolutely. Volume versus technique, in your mind, what's more important and when should you sort each out?
For swimming, they're both important. And I think, other than the open water swimming, I've done a couple of sort of swim challenges where, I pick a month, often February, because it's quite a short month, where I try and swim minimum 15 minutes every day. And just that frequency of swimming as well as the volume, so it's not just volume, but the frequency of every day for a month, that made a huge difference to my swim form. So that actually really helped my technique because when you're swimming that frequently, you're not spending half the session trying to get your stroke back. And like the elite swimmers, they're swimming, two-a-day sessions 6 days a week. And talking to their coaches, that's a big reason for that is that they, it's keeping that feel for the water. It's always there because they're getting in the pool, twice a day for almost a whole week.
Absolutely. Looking at sort of your swim times over your career, I mean, is it vital that you have to be dipping under 60 minutes if you want to be competitive in an Ironman, whether it's age group at a local race or on the Big Island?
That 60 minute sort of time, if you're much slower than that, it does give you a bit of a handicap and you are playing catch up. And I'm pretty much a 60 minute swimmer with the wetsuit on racing back home in an Ironman. But in Hawaii with no wetsuit, whatever it is about my stroke, I tend to lose a lot more time compared to a wetsuit swim in Hawaii than a lot of people I know. So I'm still working on that. It might be something to do with my turnover, my arm cadence, stroke cadence. But I've had some better swims in Hawaii and a lot of less better swims. And I certainly can't give anyone any advice how to swim well in Hawaii. But I think, if you want to be competitive in your age group, and obviously depending on what the age group is, but I'm in the 50 to 54 age group now. And I know that if I swim around about that hour and then if I ride strongly and then if I run well, then it's going to add up to a pretty good result for me. And if you're a slower swimmer, then it just puts you on the back foot right from the start of the bike.
Yeah, absolutely. Rob, as always, great to catch up. I look forward to chatting about your bike, but we'll save that for next time out.
Fantastic, Brad. Yeah, great to talk again.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you to Rob Hill for joining us on this edition of The Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Before I get going, as always, wrapping things up with an iTunes review, and we've been getting quite a few. Thank you so much, and don't forget, if you do leave us a review, we're giving away an entry into an Ironman race at the end of this year once again. A full Ironman, that is, valued at $750. All you need to do is leave us an iTunes review like Vanna Nell did in South Africa. Vanna says, "What an amazing podcast, another way to build knowledge and learn from all triathletes around the globe and making the Ironman experience even better." Vadna, thank you so much for that. iTunes review, it is much appreciated. And thank you for listening. From myself, Brad Brown, have yourself a superb one. We'll chat tomorrow. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.